We are learning Mishnah Pesachim, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we have beginning Lamed Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom, a new sugya. It says in our Mishnah that you cannot use matzah from chalas toida b'kikin ozer. That means the halacha is toida came with 40 chalas. 30 of those 40 chalas were matzah. So you used to get it made before and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then shech the carbon on, and that's mekadesh dot lechem. The nozer also had 20 chalas. And then when shechted the carbon with kasha lechem. But there was someone who made the lechem for them. And it's all matzahs. It's not chametz. Now, are you allowed to take that? You know, say, oh, you have extra stuff. You know, you didn't use it for carbon. Can I use it for matzahs now? That's the shayla. So the Mishnah said, you cannot use it for matzahs. That's what the Mishnah told us. You can't use it for matzah. But the Mishnah said that if chalas atoyda rikikin oza osam la'atzmon in yoytzevem, if you made it for yourself, you can't be yoytze. Osam limkar, if you made it to sell for people who make kavanas, then you could yoytze. We'll see tomorrow's chiluk at the end of the amen. But first, let's discuss what's wrong with using good matzahs from atoyda. Chalas rikikin oza, not immediately. How do you know it's not good? Omer Ravud, Omer Kron, the pasuk says, v'shamarta mesa matzois. Matzah, mishdameres, shem matzah. It has to be washed to shem matzah. Yotzu shem mishdameres, shem matzah, el shem zavah. This doesn't work. You know why? Because this is washed l'shem mitzvah of carbon, not l'shem the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore you're not yaitza. What you see from this Gemara is that washing the matzah l'shem matzah's mitzvah is ma'akev. Not only is it in the raisa, it's ma'akev b'di'evet. It's not kosher for matzahs. And that's why in halacha it's brought down that you can't have a child or a guy making matzahs. Why not? Because they can't have a shema. That's the reason. Because the shema is ma'akev. Making l'shem matzahs is ma'akev. It's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tav Saf, in Hilchos Pesach, Tav Samach, that the halacha is, there has to be l'shem mitzvahs matzah, and here, doing l'shem carbon doesn't work. That's the shita of Rabbah. And it's a vuyah in Rashi, and Nechsenach makes his diak, that if you did it l'shem both, it'll be good. If you did it l'shem matzah and l'shem zevach, then it'll be fine. But here, you're doing only l'shem zevach, that's why it's no good. Rav Yosef Amar Kroh, Shivas Yom Matzah Techelu, Matzah Sanachal, Shivas Yom Matzah. You have to do it, L'shem Mitzvah Matzah, that can be eaten in 7 days. Yotzah Zazu, when I'm doing L'shem this carbon, we know a Toida could only be eaten 1 day, 1 night, including the Chalas. Yotzah Zu, She'in the Chalas, Shivas Yom, Vel Yom Lailom for 1 day, 1 night. So therefore, you can't do it L'shma. So Rashi explains also, even though it's not Toida yet, Toysa on bottom of Aleph speaks out, that like Rashi, the Ma'ariyush loy nishchad aleim ha-zevach. It wasn't shechted the carbon yet. Still, it's not shechted, because if it's shechted the carbon ready on that, then you sure can't use it for matzahs. You know why? It's not yours. It belongs to Hektish. It belongs to the Kachim. So he says that the ihuktashu tepek le debini matzahschem. The gimme lechem lechem, as Taisa speaks after. You didn't shechted the carbon yet. Still, it's considered something to eat for 1 day and 1 night, because I'm doing it l'shem a carbon that's only eaten 1 day and 1 night. And that's not good, because it has to be l'shem matzah that was eaten for 7 days. So if you do it for both, it won't help. Because I'm doing it also for something only for 1 day, 1 night, and that doesn't work. It has to be l'shem something that can be eaten for 7 days. So that's the shaila had to learn. It's very similar, Rabbi and Vayis, both semich on the din of shmir l'shem matzah, but the rabbi holds because you're not doing l'shem the matzah. But if you did l'shem matzah, it'd be enough. According to Yosef, it has to be something that can be eaten for 7 days. Tanya Kavav say the Rabbah, Tanya Kavav say the Rav Yosef. We have a Brice like Rabbah and a Brice like Rav Yosef. Tanya Kavav say the Rabbah, Yochel Yotzadeh Chavosai B'chalois Toida. Ruki Genozer, maybe you can be Yotzadeh to the Mitzvah Matzah with Chalois Toida and Nozer. Tamalemi Vashemartha Misa Matzahs. Matzah Mishtamarat Shem Matzah, Yotzadeh Shem Mishtamarat Shem Matzah. See in the Postic, the Drosh is, Shemartha Misa Matzahs, there has to be Mashumal Shem Matzah, not L'shem a carbon. Yotzu she'in v'shar she'matzah el shem zavach. Tanya kavav say the Rav Yosef. Yochel yotzu odem dechavosoy v'chalis toida rikikin ozer. Maybe you can be yotzu mitzvah matzah with matzahs that were made for toida, a carbon toida or for an ozer. Tamalei ma'shivas yom matzahs techeilu. Matzah chal shivas yotzu zu she'in echal shivas. Not eat them for 7 days. It's only for 1 day, 1 night. El yoyim v'layla. So that's the two drashas, Rav and Rav Yosef. We have rice like each one. Pray to Gemara Kasha. We know, but typically, but lechem oini. We know that according to Rav Yisrael Lili Darshans, that says lechem oini has to be able to eat them ba'aninos. You can't eat lechem toida, chalas toida, ba'aninos. You can't eat ba'aninos, chalas toida. And you can't eat Nazir, Riki Nazir, Ba'aninus, when someone's an Oini and he lost a relative. But typically, Melechem Oini, Misha Nechal Ba'aninus, Yotzu Shein Nechal Ba'aninus, Yelah B'simcha. Sakhti Gemara, Savlok Arkiva, Dama Oni Ksiv. He also got Rekiva holds that Lechem Oini, Darshan Oni, not Oini, and does not have to be eaten B'simcha, according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, just like Maisa Sheini, according to Rabbi Kiva, is kosher, this is also kosher because it's not the real darshan oini. Are you going to ask me again? We're not talking about the chalos taida that became a taida yet. So you could eat these chalos right now, baninus. So Tosfos on Lamaches on the bottom asked the kasha again, same Tosfos. He says, "Hachi perushoi she'ain nasa lechol baninus. It's not made to be eaten baninus." The Gemara's kasha is that you have to bake it with a shmira for a matzah that can be eaten baninus. And the Gemara's kasha was, you don't eat baninus. After we're going to go to Rabbi Kiva. But typically, they have the matzah ashira. I have a different cash view. That maybe it's not good because matzah ashira. What do you put in chalas toida, chalas nazi? You put in oil. If you, matzah has to be matzah and water. It has to be flour and water. It cannot be mei peiros because mei peiros makes the matzah ashira. So the cash is that l'chayra, here you put an oil in it. You put oil in it, l'chayra it's matzah ashira. And the Gemara Moshmur of Yitzchak reviasi. The loch is, how much shemen do you need per 20 chalas? All you need is your revias for the matzah. Revias. A revias shemen in like 7 esrenim minus a third is a lot of flour and very, very little oil. It's not enough to make a matzah shiru. That's the Gemara answers. That since it's only revias, therefore it's not called matzah ashiru. Freyti Gemara, v'tepikle danein nechaz b'chol meshavais. The halacha is that you can't eat the mechalos out of Yerushalayim because it's kachem kalim. Kachem kalim can only eat in Yerushalayim, in the chayma, in the wall. So you can't eat this out of Yerushalayim. So typically, you're not being, like Tosfos says on bottom off again, you're not being shomer for a thing that can eat the mechalos and shavos because you can't eat the mechalos and shavos. And for the Gemara of Shlokish, Zoyse Meres, chalos toyda v'kikinoz and acholim b'noy v'givoyin. You see from here that this machlokes. So the first law is to talk about the history. In the history, they had the Mishkan. Then they came to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishkan was in Gilgal, and then it went to Shiloh, and then it went to Noi V'Givon. In the time of Noi V'Givon, the Mishkan had a din of a bama. That means you couldn't bring all the kabbalas you wanted to the Mishkan because it's a din of a bama. As a machloikis tanoim, if you could bring a toida to a bama gedayla. So one man holds you can't bring a taida. So if you can't bring a taida, it's never to get a chalas taida in Noi V'Givon. But there was a man the Yama holds you could bring it. You could bring a taida to Noi V'Givon. Now Noi V'Givon wasn't Yerushalayim. It was a city called Noi V'Givon. Either Noi or Givon. First Noi got destroyed and went to Givon. So there was no walls around it. So where do you eat kachem kalim? Let's say taida, how far could you eat that? You had by Shiloh you call Araya, because Shiloh has multiple positions and wherever you can see it. But where Noi V'Givon, how far could you eat it? So the halacha is you can eat it wherever you want. Call Ari Yisrael. Anything that was brought Noi V'Givon Kachem Kalim, Kidei B'chol Ari Yisrael. So Zoysev Meres, that they brought Toida V'Noi V'Givon, and therefore they Kidei B'chol Meshavais. So, like Rashi explains, the Pasuk, the V'Shemaratim Sematzais, and we didn't learn that B'chol Meshavseichem, was Negeya for Noi V'Givon. With there, you could eat it B'chol Meshavseichem. So there you have to tell us that you can't use Chalas Toida. You can't use chalas toida because even though toida can be mechal mashu seichem, you still can't use it because it has to be l'shem zevach or l'shem shivas yomim. That's what's the gay of the drasha. So zoyse meres chalas toida v'kinoz and chalam v'nevi givon. That's the meaning that you can eat this v'nevi givon, which really is lav dafka v'nevi givon. It means all over the place, not dafka v'nevi givon. There are first of all on the whole they will ask on the whole pshan's gemara is a little bit the whole lashon of gemara, the whole zoyse meres mechal yistanoyim. It's not like zoyse meres going to madiyama. Which is a stickler problem. So the mafarshim, like Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the back, has a bunch of kashas on this pshat because of these kashas. But kaparim, that's pshat on Gemara. Tanya. Omer Rabbi Loi, she'alti ish Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer one time, ma'u she'yetzi Adam, Rabbi Loi was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, like we'll see later on tomorrow's daf. We had it in Erevin. He's a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer. Shaltish Rabbi Eliezer, Mao Shietzi Odom, Mechalis Toyd Rikikinazer. Are you allowed to be Yaitza with Chalis Toyd Rikikinazer? We looked at our Mishnah, you can't, right? So that was the question he asked. This is a Braisa. Amali, lo yishamati. I never heard halacha. Basi v'shaalti l'pnei Rabbi Yeshua. I went to ask Rabbi Yeshua. Amali harei amru. Chazal said, "Chalais toydo b'kigin nazir she'osin la'atzman." If you made it for yourself, ain't odmi yotz b'hem. You can't be yotz to the mitzvah matzah. Limko b'shuk. If you made it, you baked it in order to sell b'shuk, then yotz b'hem, yotz b'hem. You could be yotz to the mitzvah matzah with it. Shabasi v'tzeis v'am for Rabbi Yez. I went back to Rabbi Yez and said, "Rabbi Yeshua told me from Chazal, Amalei bris." Yeah, those are the things we said to Moshe Mesina. It's Mamma just Torah's Amos. Ikdam, he said like this. Bris? That good the Torah? Hein hein advarm shenamu loyal Moshe Mesina? Is that loy time boy? He's saying, did he hear that from Moshe himself? What should be the difference between chalas they made for yourself or chalas made to sell? They're both chalas toida. What's the difference? So it's like more of a time am I. What's the difference between chalas made for yourself or you made to sell? I'm a rabbi. Kol l'shuk. Anytime I make something to sell, I'm luchi mimlich. He could change his mind. Omar, he says to himself, I'm mizdavein. Mizdavein, it sells good. He loy mizdavein. If not, I want to use it for myself. And if I can use it for matzah. Are you going to ask me the kasha? What do you mean? If I decide to use it myself, I don't have a shmo still. I made it l'shem toida. And l'shem nazir. I still don't have a shmo. Where's my shmo? Zok de mechaz chinuch. That works with breira. If I don't sell it, it turns out with my freya, my stam das was for matzah. So it works with my freya. Freit the mechaz chinuch. We don't say a breira b'deraisis. We don't hold yes breira b'deraisis. And that's how far I got. I didn't see what he answered. It's in ois yudal. It's in mitzvah yud, the end of ois yudal. He asks his kasha, l'chair is tali in breira. And he asks, l'chair, if you hold, ain't breira b'deraisis, what do you do with this gemara? Where's your breira? Where's your shmir's matzah shma? So one thing you come at his gemara, at least, one thing's clear, matzah shay mitzvah is mamash of the rice of the gedin, and it's ma'akev b'diavet, the seed of the gavet's whole sugya of chalas toidah.